Despite the relaxation of the mass gathering protocol here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Health Promotion Officer Shanika John is urging persons to be mindful that the potential of becoming infected with COVID-19 still exists.
The requirement for mass gathering that has been lifted for quite some time, so which means that people could gather without any restrictions on numbers and without any restrictions where status of vaccination is concerned. So if you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, you can have a party, you can have a conference, you can have an outdoor gathering, etc. But I think it's important for people to understand that the risk of catching COVID-19 still exists, even if these requirements have been lifted. And we really want people to be mindful, especially because we're going to be reopening of the school and there's a lot of interaction with our very vulnerable population, which is that school-age group of children there. I think it's an opportunity for us to really make sure that our children are at their best, optimal health in terms of function. And even if they're not at the best level, we want to do everything that we can to get them to that level.
Health Promotion Officer Shanika John. Regionally, Prime Minister of St. Martin, Silveria Jacobs, tabled the draft national ordinance amending the temporary national ordinance on the COVID-19 cuts in employment conditions for civil servants in connection with the phased reduction of the cuts to government workers. She explains that spiraling cost of living, amongst other factors, prompted the government and the unions representing government workers to come up with a solution to pay workers to help ease the burden on these hardworking individuals. She made it clear that government did not break any laws when civil servants were paid their vacation allowance, as provisions are in place for circumstances like this. Internationally, Chengdu has become the latest Chinese city to be locked down as Beijing continues to pursue its controversial zero COVID policy. Around 21 million people have been ordered to stay indoors, with just one person per household allowed out for essential shopping. China's COVID policies require cities to enter strict lockdowns, even if just a handful of cases are reported. Health authorities label the situation extremely complex and severe. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.